myself and fellow colleagues, members of the Irish Hotels Federation and Donegal branch members, met with TDs and senators to discuss the skyrocketing energy costs in our business and to give an overview and a positioning on the year ahead. I must say the 60 or so TDs and senators that visited us and met us were very supportive.
What was the main concerns then that were raised? I know hotels have had a tough 2 years there, and then the tourism industry really increased then for this year. But now we're in the middle of an energy crisis and the cost of living crisis. So it's been one thing after another for the industry.
That's correct, Emma. You're very right, correct in saying we had a very positive year this year, which was fantastic to see that pent up the demand and lots of visitors to Donegal. But the challenges that we are coming down the line are extremely worrying to myself and my fellow members in Donegal, hoteliers and B&B owners. The energy costs, we're seeing energy costs of up to 300% in businesses. We're also extremely concerned in regard to the VAT increase in VAT from 9% to 13.5%, which would make Ireland the third highest in Europe in regard to VAT charges. That was enormous worry for us. And also there's a fantastic scheme that the government have introduced called the TBESS scheme for energy to support us on our energy costs. But there's challenges around that in regard to the terms and conditions that you have to have the same provider, and it's year on year in regards to the figures that you supply to show the increases. And our members have changed suppliers and so forth. So we also discuss that with our local TDs and representatives.
And what is it you are hoping for then? Are you hoping for more support for the for tourism industries or for hotels? What is it you're hoping will be achieved from this meeting?
Well, it was very important for us to explain our positioning to the TDs and senators, and also to thank them for their support. They gave us fantastic support in supporting the 7,900 jobs that are provided in the hospitality industry in Donegal region and supporting 249 million in revenue. So the first objective was to thank the TDs and to advise them of the issues that we continue to have. What we're looking for is that continued support, is that recognition of the support that we give to the local economy and whatever they can do to ensure that businesses stay alive in these challenging times ahead. And that's really what our key focus was.
And I suppose this year in particular, the tourism industry here in Ireland and in Donegal has come under fire, I suppose, for the big increases in hotel stays, in holidays, and in eating out in general, just increases in all of that kind of sector. What were the reasons for those price increases from your own? Was this to onslaught the loss that was had in COVID, or is it just because of the rising costs that you have been experiencing throughout the year?
Well, absolutely. There has been a level of cost increase across the board from food and beverage to accommodation providers, but I still feel that Donegal is a fantastic value in every sector, from B&Bs to hotels. There has been a slight increase. I don't think it's been an enormous increase in the Donegal region. It supports an enormous amount of jobs. For those jobs, we need to ensure that we are profitable businesses across the line. This ensures that people can get increases across the line in their jobs, in their wage package at the end of each week, which is then spent in the industry, so in the local economy. So look, it's there has been increases. There has been, without a doubt, it's many businesses have not. Their bottom line is affected with the increases. They're not passing on all the charges. It's still fantastic value to holiday in Donegal.